Hello and welcome to the second episode of Set Devotion. My name's Josie and you were listening to John McKeel with Object Performance. I love that track, the bass line in particular, and first became familiar with John McKeel through his better known song Morning Dove from the album Bobby Joe Hope, which is actually the same record that the track just playing is from. So if you enjoyed what you heard, I would recommend checking that out. There's not much of a theme today. I'm naming this episode Selective Hearing. It's just going to be a collection of tracks that I've been listening to recently, without much weight on the reason why. We have some female-led 80s Swiss punk, some 70s Ethiopian jazz funk. We have some American folk and blues guitar, quite a lot of contemporary psych, which I feel is going to be a bit of a recurring theme throughout my shows. and quite a few people on my lineup today were born in Japan, which wasn't entirely intentional, but yeah, it's nice. A range of cultures and eras on today's show. So let's start. This is Grim Grim with Hazy Eyes Maybe.
Talk, change your word, talking, talking like sleeping, sleeping close to the ocean. Fishes with emotion, fishes with a scare. Tell me about your father, hazy eyes, baby. Tell me that you love me, hazy eyes, baby. They think you are crazy. Don't change your way. Thank you.
let me create my world, a symphony, my heart, a comedy, my
Fire by the River by Harumi, released in 1968 on his self-titled album Harumi, and before that was Grim Grim with Hazy Eyes Maybe. Grim Grim is a solo project of London-based musician, recording artist and producer Koichi Yamanoha. Koichi has been quoted saying, "I always wanted to write an album that sounds like a funeral and a wedding at the same time," which is exactly how that track feels. I guess almost ethereal and pretty medieval sounding. Moving on now to a track that I discovered pretty recently from an artist named Perfect Angels, which is the left field pop project of Zach Phillips. Zach Phillips is a multi-instrumentalist and otherwise known for being in projects like Blanche 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 and Feeble Glock. This project has a real bossa nova style to it, kind of an off-kilter, soft pop style as well, and he collaborated with other artists and singers, including Shoko Igarashi, who you'll hear on this track that I'm about to play. This is The Moat by Perfect Angels featuring Shoko Igarashi.
What are you? I don't know the taste.
You were just listening to Tu me révèles dans mon sommeil, and before that was The Moat by Perfect Angels featuring Shoko Igarashi. I have unintentionally challenged myself with choosing a range of artist names and song titles that I'm not used to pronouncing. So I apologize for anything that doesn't quite sound right, which I am aware is probably all of it. Citron Citron are a brother and sister duo from Geneva, named after their late cat, Citron. Their music is rife with transcendent and romantic melodies, bordering on whimsical chamber pop and sitting on top of drum machine grooves. It was music that I found pretty immediately satisfying to listen to. And they have some really great art direction to their project as well. There's a music video in particular that I love, which I cannot remember the name of right now, but I would definitely recommend looking further into their stuff. I thought it would be nice to play a track from a live show I saw recently. I wasn't familiar with either artist on the lineup before going, but I caught Widow Speak at Patterns on the 21st of March and ended up having a really good time. I especially enjoyed the song from their keyboard player, who was also their support act for the tour, John Andrews and the Yawns. So yeah, I thought I'd play that for you now. This is Never Go Away.
Away. shall have a crown to wear when I get home. I shall lay my burdens down when I get home. Spot the rose of glory, I shall sing a story. The Lord who brought me when I get home, when I get home, when I get home. My sorrow will be over when I get home, when I get home, when I get home. My sorrow will be over.
When I Get Home by Elizabeth Cotton, and before that was John Andrews and the Yawns, a track that I discovered by watching him play live in Brighton recently. Elizabeth Cotton was a compelling person, born in the late 1800s in North Carolina, writing music by the age of 12 and becoming a mother at the age of 15. She was among the most influential guitarists to come to fruition during the roots music revival era. There's almost a naive way to her fingerpicking style. It's very I guess rustic. I don't know whether that's a great word to use, but I love it. And I also love the warmth of the 1950s kind of production of that track as well. Moving to the late 70s and early 80s, next we have the Swiss feminist art punk band Kleenex, otherwise known as Lilliput, after they had the threat of legal action from the manufacturers Kimberly-Clark. Formed in 1978 and after attracting the attention of John Peel, signed to Rough Trade Records, who they released two records with. This is Split by Kleenex.
Come on.
just listening to Split by Kleenex. The music is janky and spirited and very much in line with other artists of the time, such as The Slits and The Raincoats. Yeah, it's great. Next, I wanted to play a new release. This is from the band Astral K, which is the side project from Reese Edwards of Eureka Spacek, a band that I am very fond of, and I'm sure I'll be playing some of them in the future. But this track is from Astral K's second album, The Foreign Department, which was released in early March this year. So yeah, here is the track Rudderless Ship.
Yourself, a circle cloud, problem found, you feel yourself falling. suicide and convinced belief.
Just playing was UFO Monday with Pale Horse and Roswell 1947, and before that was a Rudderless Ship by Astral K. I wanted to play some music from the Ethiopian keyboardist Haylu Mergia. He is best known for his role in the Walias Band in the 1970s, one of the most significant groups in Ethiopia's golden age of music. This track is from an album that I frequented often over lockdown. It kind of became the soundtrack to most of my long bike rides along the seafront. And I have this very distinct memory of playing this song in particular through my phone in my bike basket as my friends and I kind of leisurely made our way to the undercliffs. It kind of like echoed around us. I guess the recent sunshine has triggered the need to play this music again. This is Anchin Kafu Ayankash by Haylu Mergia and Dalek Band.
Thank you.
Anshin Kafu Iron Cash by Hailu Magia and Dalek Band. And yeah, coming up next, we have Mad Walls with the track Lily from their 2017 EP Somewhere Anywhere. I've been listening to this EP quite a lot recently. It's kind of within the same vein as White Fence and has that kind of droney, lo-fi, late 60s, yet again, psych sound to it. And I love it. It ticks some boxes for me. So enjoy. This is Lily by Mad Walls.
The lily wants to be the sun that she can't be. And lily wants to hold the sun that she can't hold. She's sitting She's written a song, she's feeling alright. Machine. She wants to go and hold her loss. And Lily wants to be a something that she can't be. She's hurting herself, she's still alright. She's putting it down.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Sex, that's a kick. Sure, a damn good one. A guy can't ever get enough of that. Drinking, that's another kick. An okay kick. Marijuana, sure. M's good, too. If you don't let it get the upper hand with it.
Potentially a track that I again crammed in last minute to try and make up time. And before that was Lily by Mad Walls from their 2017 EP Somewhere Anywhere. Mayston is a LA-born musician who currently lives in Paris. His influences comprise of classic Italian film composers like Alessandro Alessandroni and American composers like Burt Bacharach and Brian Wilson. I mean, it's quite big claims here, but they're great people to aspire to. So we've reached the end of today's show. Thanks so much for listening. Today's been a bit of a random mix of music, but hopefully next month I'll have a bit of an instrumental themed episode where I'll just be picking out and talking about instrumentals that I love. So if that's your sort of thing, it would be nice to catch you then. But yeah, I thought I'd leave you today with a monochrome set song. Yeah, I first remember becoming aware of monochrome set through this like alternative 80s CD that Mum had in the car. It was a track called 405 Lines, which is very different to this song. I can't say that I've delved much into their back catalogue, but this track that I'm about to play is, yeah, it's great. I'm very fond of it. This is Eine Symphonie des Grauens.